22, 23, and a little part of 24.
Have you ever lived anywhere else besides in Philadelphia more than a year? I mean, outside of this area?
Not more than a year.
Okay.
I stayed there longer than I did anywhere out of the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me where your mother was born?
No, she was born around over here on a place called Mr. Mike Tucker's. I guess it's still this same district, 97.
Okay. And what about your father's, the place that he was born?
I think I remember hearing him say he was born over here somewhere not too far from where I was born in the 100th district.
Okay. And do you know anything about your parents' education?
Well, they was uneducated.
Could they read and write?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your father's occupation?
Farmer.
Okay. Did he own his land or?
No, ma'am. He rented and worked on sheds and like that.
Uh-huh. And let's see, did your mother work off anyway, or did she do her work with him on the farm?
She worked with him on the farm, and of course she, you know, like we do, that she would take in washing and ironing. She didn't bring it to the house. She'd come to Deep State down here
mm-hmm.
and wash and iron for her family this week. I mean, like Monday, maybe about Thursday she'd come and wash and do for another family like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when she couldn't come, she'd send us cheering when we got out of school.
I see.
That's when we was in the rural schools out here.
Uh-huh.
And when she couldn't get up to do it, then after school she'd let us come.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have much rest.
Well, did you object to working hard like that, or did you just sort of take it as a matter of course?
I just took it as a matter of course. I thought I hated to do it. I just went on dealing with these.
Well, did you find time to do your schoolwork in addition to doing these things?
Yes, ma'am, I tell you, I'd be up to 12 and 12:30 at night getting out lessons.
Mm-hmm. But you just accepted that as the way things were done?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking about children nowadays, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to do it now. They don't want to do anything. Those little children out there now almost walking on the lip because it's breaking those leaves.
Things really have changed a lot, haven't
yes,
they?
Sure have.
Do you know where your mother's parents were born?
No, I don't.
Okay. What about your father's parents? Do you know about them?
No, ma'am. I didn't know any of my father's co-parents. I didn't. I do remember my mother's mother, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where she was born.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see. What is your husband's occupation?
Farming.
And does he go to Baptist Church too?
Yes, ma'am. We remember the same church.
Okay. And how old is he?
I have kind of a figure. He was born in 1897.
1897.
And 73. He'll be. He done 73. He'll be 74 next birthday, right?
That's right. That's right. My arithmetic isn't very good. I don't think these things out.
That was my favorite subject.
Was
all
it really?
The way through school, and English was my weak subject all the way through school.
Oh, I'm just the opposite. Just exactly the opposite. I just, I still can't add.
My instructor used to tell me in school when I'd pace my lesson, you know, I was going to summer school, and I was a whore at that time. And she would tell me all the time, she said, "Whore, say, if English had to get you out of college so you never would get out." Say, but now other things is giving you make such good marks in other things, she said, until